Hey everyone, welcome back to Aquarius Tattoos and Rosé, where we go through and discuss all things romancy with Madison and me, Blake. You know the drill, it's Crescent City. Madison's not here. She's not
just here. Just a refusal.
Just a flat refusal.
Like, literally just flat out no.
Well, yeah, she's like, you don't want me on these. And I was like,
yeah.
All right. She's like, everything else cool, these no. And I'm like, fair enough. You're wrong, but fair, whatever. So yeah, you heard Caitlin coming in hot from her new laptop.
Whoop whoop! Instead of using my phone.
So I cannot believe how good your phone has been working though. Because in the early days, your phone in that Surface hated you.
Well, you know, I can't receive, like, I can't answer calls normally on my phone now.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Nope.
I can only do it on speaker or on headphones.
Did you blow out the...
I have no idea. No, because
they use that for speaker, just louder, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah. So, I literally,
you just carry headphones with you everywhere, so you're not that person who wants
to... I usually do, but so it was really bad. So yesterday I was on the metro with my friend and
no,
her husband.
You were that person?
No. So here's what happened. So I got to a bridal shower and my mom had come with me. And my mom wanted to like debrief after the bridal shower. So she called me and I'm like, Mom, I can't talk. I'm on the metro. Like,
we are not alone.
I was like, we can't have this conversation. And so then
your mom called to debrief you.
Oh my God, full on. Like literally there is so much tea. Cause it was, so these were some like very good, like childhood friends. Like I grew up with them. So a lot of the people from my childhood, like the moms were there at least.
You got decades of lore.
Exactly. So like I stuck my mom with some of them and I like hid pretty much.
Right. Of course.
No, but it was so funny because I I had to leave early because I was going to a baseball game with my other friends who are in town. So my mom calls...
social schedule once again. Insanity.
It's actually really bad right now. And then, so I was on the phone. My mom wanted to call me debrief. And I literally texted her. I was like, Mom, I cannot talk. You know I cannot talk on the speaker. And then she called me back again immediately. And I was like, I finally put her on speaker. I was like, Mom, I can't talk. I'll talk to you later. She's like, no, I want to talk to you. We have to talk about something. And so I like hung up. And my friend literally goes, here. She like gives me her phone. I'm like, oh, it's a good idea. She's like, you can use my phone. And I was like, okay, fine. Understandable. Girl. So I had to call my mom back at least twice because it was an unknown number. But yeah, it was not good. And my friend goes, you need to get a new phone.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
How old is your phone?
It's like a 10. It's like 2 years. 3 years.
Okay,
how long did it take me to pay it off? 3 years? 3 years.
Man. They're doing so many deals where you like trade it in, you get like a free new one, all kinds of stuff. You should look.
Yeah, I know, but like if you only add a line right now, it's really pissing me off. You get a new phone if you can add a line.
Well, can't you just get traded in at value for it anyways? You don't have to tell them about the speaker.
Dude, my phone, it's a 10. Like literally it's a complete shit phone.
When did that come out?
It came out, and literally, I think it came out when I moved into my new apartment.
Because that's like the iPhone X, right? Sweetie, that came out November 2017.
No. It wasn't November 2017. This is... No. It's literally... Oh, crap. What phone is it? It might be the 12. I don't know. It has someone with... It was the newer one with, like, the three cameras.
I mean, that was October 2020.
Okay. So, yeah. It came out in 2020.
See, normally I'd be like, okay, that's not bad. But I feel like if it's in your possession as a piece of tech, it needs to be, like, 2 to 3 years added. You are like me.
I am hard on my phone. It is, just say, I don't know if you can see my screen, but I have a screen protector on and it is like cracked.
God, you guys can't see this. I can trust.
There's
me,
a lot of cracks phone. On it.
Okay. Okay. I can't.
Refocus. Okay.
Guys, this is our, I think 16th. That sounds right. 16th episode, maybe 16th or 17th. We're right there. I'll double check. I don't know. Don't come at me. We're doing chapters 30 and 31. These chapters, we were literally right before we started recording, we're like, these
they're
are
short, but
these
they're
are
good.
Classic Bryce. This is
yes.
Like Bryce, man.
They're
as
short,
always, we curse,
good.
We spoil things. Be prepared. We go off on tangents. It's fine. Whatever.
if it was not evident in the beginning.
I was going to say, you did that. That was your phone. I may have asked a question when you're talking about your phone. For once, I'm actually blameless in this situation. So
that's true.
Also, apologies. My allergies are kicking my ass this morning. My little tangent. We were out and about, Ian and I, yesterday, and like he was like, I need a Red Bull. So the man is literally addicted to Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bull. It's like...
Dude, haven't you seen, like, the things that are coming out? These people are, like, having these, like, massive heart issues. Okay, now.
Well, most of those lately, I will say most of those lately are those fucking Celsius drinks.
That's true. That's true.
And that's what Ian always is like, I don't understand. He has students that drink, like, 3 to 4 of those during a school day.
See, I can say that I did not start getting addicted to, like, coffee until, like, college. Like, my mom...
I was going to say, mine's coffee. I don't, like...
Yeah.
Like energy drinks or anything like that. If no. you do, you're fine. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that.
I did have to say, when I worked at Disney, I did drink my fair share amount of energy drinks, but that was the stipulation because I was working some of the craziest.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had some of the fucking insane shit.
I literally had some of the worst hours in the entire world. And
guys,
like,
there was a time where I could text Caitlin at 3:30, 4 a.m., and I would, if I didn't get a response, it was weird.
Yeah. I think one of the worst, like, my friends still talk about this. I literally, like, the worst experience was I was coming home from work, and my friend was going to work. Like, we literally crossed paths in our apartment, and I was,
shit's
like...
crossing in the night.
Yeah, I literally opened the door, and my friend Dev was, like, getting ready for, like, work in, like, the kitchen, and I literally walked in, and she goes, are you just getting home? I was like, yes.
Yes. She goes,
she's like, are you? And I was like, you're going to work? She goes, yeah, it's 6 a.m. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know what time it is anymore.
Time is a construct.
But yes, so I can understand those energy drinks.
That's fair. That's fair. I was going to say, yeah.
But not in high school. It's not in high school. It's not that big of a deal. You're fine.
That's great. Yeah, I was going to say, for Ian, it's because, you know, the 4 a.m. wake-ups as a teacher, which
yeah,
he goes back tomorrow after spring break. And
oh, no. Yeah.
But we were out, and he's like, oh, God, I need a Red Bull. So he comes back, and he's got a bag, and I'm like, what is in the bag? He pulls out, this man just pulls out a Claritin and a Sudafed and is just popping these with a Red Bull.
Like, it's like candy.
I'm like, what?
Wait, hold on.
Like, my allergies are killing me. And I was like,
wait, does that, right. like, does that make him sleepy?
No, no. Man was wired. The man was wired. I don't know, but it was just hilarious because he's, like, popping them in the car, and I was like, okay, because his allergies were yesterday and then mine are hitting today. So there's that. Anyways, okay. Recap.
Okay.
Recap of last time.
Focus.
So first off, hi, welcome back. We took a week off for a mini little spring break. Should have addressed that. So hi, what's up? You heard me and Maddie on Thursday, but yeah. So we're back. What's up? So it's been a minute. Let's just go back in time. We had chapter 29 was basically like a hit. You get like a info dump, honestly. It's an info dump chapter. History lesson of the Starborn, Rune, you get some more, I always say, like, the lore of, like, Rune and Bryce's, like, background, like, their whole dynamic. Hunt is slowly, and I say slowly because, like, he should have put it together earlier. And he doesn't actually put it together on his own until, like, he hears about it and then it clicks with him, so he doesn't ever actually put it together.
Yeah.
He's, like, becoming suspicious of, like, you two are really, like, you got a weird dynamic as cousin. Like, what? Because we all know, and we've said this for the last couple episodes, Hunt just, like, if he thinks of a question, he's just going to say it. Like, he has a filter, but not when it comes to, like, curiosity. He just says things, like, questions.
Yeah.
And then, so they plan 2 different trips, one of which, is going to be hard anyways, and Bryce plans on going, and that's to see Philip Briggs, in prison. It's like an unspoken statement. He's basically just getting tortured every day, and yep. then healed so they can do it again. SJM has a thing with that.
I know.
You know, you know.
Yeah.
A
lot. Like, a lot.
A lot. Wait, a lot.
Like, every single series has it.
At least once. You good?
Yeah.
You good, SJ?
Yeah, SJ, what's going on there? Do we get to talk?
I don't know, yeah. And then the other visit, no chance that Rune or Bryce are going. They're like, okay, cool, have fun. Hunt's gonna go see the Oracle. And literally both Bryce and Hunt are like, get fucked. I'm not going near that thing. I'm not going near the Oracle.
Rune. No, it's Bryce. Bryson. Rune.
Oh, I say, yeah, I'm sorry. Jesus.
Bryce and Rune.
Yeah, they're both like, no, thank you.
This is not happening.
What is the trend on TikTok? The Australian? Nar.
Yeah, I totally know trends on TikTok.
Whatever. Anyways, it just made me giggle. And Hunt, of course, thinks they're being insane, where he's like, he literally is like, get it together. And they're like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, they're like, fuck you, nah. This is something we can agree on right now.
The tensions were so high and they were slowly getting better. But when they came, like when the two of them could like team up to be like, fuck you, no. Yeah. That made me giggle. Because then, of course, Hunt's like.
It was like nose goes.
Yeah, nope. So before any of that happens, though, they need to go to the Comitium. I always say Comitium. I think that's right.
I have no idea, dude. You were asking. I could barely. Nah.
Which also, we're about to start. Don't worry, guys. I swear. That makes me think of, we had a whole breakdown on Discord this past week of, I don't remember who. I know it was Emma and maybe Allie. Yeah, let me check. Because we were talking about, like, somebody mentioned it was Crescent City, and it was like, oh, the Seven Hills of their, like, their, what do we call them? Eternal City.
Yeah.
Allie. Yeah, it was Allie. Oh, look at me go. And we were, like, they were talking about, like, all of the Roman influence and, like, the Latin, like, style names and stuff. And I like that too, because as the books go on, you get more and more of that influence. But anyways, okay. Chapter 30. We're on our way to the Comitium. Basically just like a giant, I pictured as like a military style, like, but pretty office tower, essentially.
Yeah, I think that's what, like,
it's weird to think of like military barracks and like a office tower, because like,
yep,
that's not how any of ours are.
But no, I agree with you. I definitely think that's how I pictured it too.
Yeah. So they arrive. Hunt, I love, Bryce has never been here. Bryce knows no idea where she's going, but she's Bryce. So she just like is walking ahead like with purpose.
She's in charge. It's fine. I do that too. You pretend like you know where you're going.
And then it slowly clicks that you're like, wait.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you're like, wait, what? Where are we going? I literally turned to, I think at one point I was like leading someone somewhere and I was like, why am I in charge? Like, what's going on? They're like, you're fine. You're going in the right direction. I was like, okay, I don't know where I'm going.
It gives Frodo in the Fellowship of the Ring when they leave and he like turns and Gandalf just like
points
him.
We're going this
that's
way.
That's exactly
we're this way.
Yeah. This way to Mordor.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways.
So, once again, Hunt cannot help but guess, like, not guess, observe what Bryce is wearing. So she changed.
I know. He's like.
He's down bad and he doesn't even realize it.
I know.
So, he literally notices that Bryce literally stands out no matter where she is without even trying. And he even notices, like, says, like, she changed too. So this is like a pretty, low-key outfit for her. She's just got a button-up white blouse. She's tucked it into tight jeans and red suede flats, and then just a high ponytail. You know, like, okay. Normal.
Yeah.
So they get to the, they walk through the lobby, and they get to the elevator, and as they're waiting, there's another legionary who is just staring at Bryce's ass, which honestly... Fair enough.
Dude, I'm sorry. You work hard on your ass. Of course you want people to stare at it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie.
And, like, Bryce kind of, like, gives him, like, a look. And so Hunt's just, like, punching the numbers on the elevator. He's like, God damn.
He's pissed. He's jealous. Come on,
he
dude.
Was. He was so jealous. And it's kind of sad. It's like, when the elevator gets there, like, a lot of, like, people, like, step off. And they instantly, like, avert their eyes. They won't look at him. They're, like, trying to, like, just not even acknowledge him. Because, you know, he's the Umbra Mortis.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of sad because, like, none of them are even comfortable to be in an elevator with him. So, like...
I know.
It's kind of one of those where you really have to stop and be like, this poor man has never known a day of comfort.
Aww.
And, like...
I know.
It's horrible. So they get in, and he is not, he's jealous, he's annoyed, so she, like, turns her head, and he's like, watch it, you'll take an eye out with that thing, with her ponytail, which we've all done this. If you've worn a ponytail, you've tried to whip people.
Oh, it's been the greatest thing ever. It's fantastic. My hair is too curly to, if I put it up in a ponytail now, it's up in a bun, so I can't do that anymore. It's sadness.
Sad. Mine's slowly getting back to the length after it was unceremonious.
I know.
So, let me see. Oh, right. So we get a little bit of info here, and this is, like, sad but funny. Mainly sad, though. So on the way, they had stopped to get a replacement phone for her, because hers was lost in the bombing.
Yep.
And she looks at his phone. There are 36 pictures over, like, 4 years. And she's just scrolling.
See, okay, I'm not gonna lie. I have learned the hard way. Do not go through people's pictures. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I've had some scarring moments.
Yep.
Looking through people's pictures. Also, people, there is a hidden. There's literally a place to hide. To hit.
To say that.
There's a hidden section where you can hide pictures. Please use that. Do not give your friend,
it's tied to your Face ID, so you don't even have to have a password. I know. It's your Face ID.
Like, please use that. Do not give it to your friend and be like, scroll, and they're scrolling, and all of a sudden, it's like something that you did not need to see. So, yes.
Yeah, I've had it happen a few times. iPhone users, just trust us, guys.
It's the best way to go.
It's really handy. It is. So...
But yes, the scrolling of the pictures, oh my god.
Hunt should have used that folder, but not for, like, sexy times, because... No,
he should have used it for whatever he's using right now.
She just comes across a picture of a severed leg. And she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh yeah, sometimes I have to take some for evidence if I'm at a crime scene. I'm like, first off, they don't have a CIS, or...
CSI?
CSI? Yes. Oh, that's not even. I immediately, as I said it, I was like, that felt funny. Yeah, CSI, that have their own cameras. Like, you're using your personal camera. Like, okay, whatever. And so she's like, are any of these? He's like, no, they're not the people from my bargain, everything. And literally, this is what she says. And she's like, kind of horrified. So she says it a little bit loud. There are 36 photos on your 4-year-old phone, and all of them are of dismembered bodies. Somebody in the store across the way is like, what? And so Hunt's like, would you shut the fuck up, man?
Yeah, we're not talking about this right now. This is not, no.
And she's just like, do you not take any others? And he just doesn't get it. She's like, you know, of life, a pretty flower, a good meal, anything. And he was like,
nah.
What's the point? That is the, honestly, that might be one of the saddest, like.
I'm so sad.
What's the point? And she just kind of blinks and looks at him and just is like, weirdo, like, what? And so she angles and takes a selfie of herself and keeps it. And he takes his phone back. He doesn't delete it.
He doesn't delete it. I literally think he uses it as our, like, contact for, like.
That's one of them for a while, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because we see there's lots more photos by the end of this book.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, back to the elevator. And she's just like, do you know that Legionnaire's name? And... The man is down. The man is down bad, as I said. Which one? The one that was drooling? The one with his tongue rolled out? Or the one staring at your ass?
No, she was like the one that wanted to have a chat with my ass. I was like, yeah.
And so then she's like, God, are you guys just all starved for sex? Blah, blah. And he's like, so, and then she's like, do you know that one? The one that, you know, is looking at my ass? He's like, no. Maybe some guy that checks out your ass before he says hello isn't someone worth knowing. Our girl Bryce is like, nah, that's exactly what I need right now. That's exactly what I need.
I totally
and
get it.
And he's just like, I just imagine him like grumbling to himself.
Yeah.
Or like his inner monologue is just like, what's the Muppet that where he's just.
The meat? I don't know. Is there. Oh, is the meat? Swedish. Is it the Swedish chef?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Well, Meep works too, where Meep's like, meh, 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 meh. Yeah. Well, one like, of he... them. One of them. Also, if you were ever at, what is that, Food and Wine that they do? Yeah, the Food and Wine at the Odyssey building where they do the Muppets now. Yes, because they do those the wing station there.
Oh, yeah, they do. It's experiments. They do like experimental food and stuff.
Yeah, that's where I did that.
Did the peanut butter. Oh, yeah, you did the pickle thing. They have peanut butter jelly wings.
Peanut butter jelly wings were actually not bad. The pickle milkshake, all it tasted like was dill. Like, it didn't have, it wasn't like a pickle. It was straight up dill, if that makes sense.
Nah, brah.
It was weird. The wings, though, the wings are pretty good.
I don't like to experiment with my food like that, to be honest.
You know me. If I go to one of those freaking festivals, I will try literally everything. Even if I know it's made of stuff I hate, I still want to try it.
Yeah, good for you. I don't feel like wasting my money on
it. It's not good for me. That's not a brag. It's like
I don't want to waste my money on shit that I don't like. Fair. When I'm dizzy.
That's fair. You just gotta, you know, get a few drinks in, and then you'll be fine.
That is true. Which is always what happens.
Well, sorry, where was I before Meep? Oh, right. So they get to his room. Well, before that, she's like, kind of like, do you have someone? And he's like, no. All he thinks about is Shahar and Sandriel, you know, stabbing her through the sternum. Yeah, you know my feelings. Anyways, so he shuts the door and there's just a bed big enough for his wings, an armoire and a dresser. And then there's some books, papers, and then just weapons. And so she's just like, okay, why do you not have, like, you don't have anyone per se. So we get a little bit more. His mother had no money. He had no distinguished bloodline. He doesn't say much about his dad. And he's like, I just didn't have the status. Like, no female, like, wanted, you know, nobody cared. And she, like, you can tell Bryce kind of, like, hugs herself, you know, like, it kind of is upsetting her. So she's like, when did you make the drop? He was 28, which means he had 5 years between making the drop and then Shahar, you know, being like, oh my God, hey man, you should help me with this rebellion.
Yeah.
Shahar, I swear to God. Anyways.
She had good intentions.
I will slap you.
Well, I'm too far.
This
away.
Is my hill. This is my hill. This is one of my hills, actually. I have quite a few.
Really? I had no idea.
And you guys know my theory, because lo and behold, it was right after his mom died and he was reeling and he had no one that he made the drop and was recruited.
Yeah.
How convenient.
I know. And his lightning is, like, very specific. And no one has it. Yeah. True.
Very, very convenient.
He was used as a weapon.
Very convenient. He even literally says, like, he's like, even if I had inherited the power of an archangel, it doesn't matter because of my station that I was born. And I find it interesting that he says that, because it is often said that his power, you know, is or exceeds an archangel. Yeah. So there's that. So she just straight up, now, I love that she asked this. I really do. But read the tower, not even just the room. You were literally in the Comitium. And she goes, do you ever regret the Angel's Rebellion?
Dude, stop talking.
Like, let's wait till we're outside.
Stop talking at that point. We're just like, shut up. Everyone's watching. I can hear everything. Like,
he goes, no one's ever asked me that. I don't know what I think. And then he stares at her like, and I'm not saying it here.
Yeah, he's like, shut the fuck up. I'm not even having this conversation.
No. Why would you say, never mind. Whatever. So then she looks, and she's just like, oh, wow, no one to decorate. I just think of a donkey with Shrek. I like that boulder. That's a nice boulder. I love what you've done with the place. Like, you know what I mean? Because she's like, oh, yeah, you don't really want to decorate? Like, oh, this is nice. She's like, picking up a knife like it's a dirty sock. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, it's all fun and games until Hunt drops some knowledge where he's like, what's the point? Again, he says, like, what's the point? I could be traded at any given point. And so Bryce is like, what had happened? Like, what would have happened if Micah had died? And he's like, oh, well, whoever replaces him, like, are the deeds to us, essentially. Passed to them. And if not, then we get divvied up among the other archangels.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
So then Hunt, or Bryce once again, asking questions that, sure, I appreciate you asking. Not here. If you achieved your freedom, what would you do? My dear, he can't say what he'd do.
Yeah.
He can't say it. So then, you know, he's like, good question. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So then she's like, You're lightning. Archangels can't even do it. And he's like, that's correct. Like, it's he answers as if he's heard it many, many times. He's like, yes, that's correct. And she's like, why aren't you the commander? I piss too many people off and don't give a shit that I do. Iconic. I love it. I love it. And Bryce just, we have something in common after all. Aww. So then, we're in with Bryce. She's down bad as well. And she's realizing it slowly but surely, but I feel like she's more aware of it than Hunt is of how bad he is for her. But whatever. She's like, oh, the angel wasn't bad. It wasn't so bad. And so we find out, like, Isaiah calls and he's like, hey, you guys get to go see Briggs. How exciting. Not really. Fucked up. And then she's, like, dreading it. But then even in her mind, she's like, the bright spot is that Isaiah also got Hunt an appointment with the Oracle. She's not just happy because it'll help their investigation.
She is, no, she's like, I want to put it through the ringer.
Yeah, she's like, fuck you.
Yes.
You think I'm overreacting? You go talk to that crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they get back on the elevator. Oh, this is just terrible timing. This is terrible timing. We find out that Bryce has never gotten with one of the angels.
I know.
Because, they won't, like, visit the same place as her. And she's like, oh, well, at least I'm taking one home. And then she's like, ugh, not in the way I want.
Not in the way I wanted to.
Not the fun way. We do find out that her and Danica, they had two weeks and one summer of they were working, they had, like, a summer job, essentially, or something. So, on lunch breaks, they would sit on the roof adjacent to a Legion training space where the male angels just stripped down to their pants and sparred. And she would just, those two would just sit every lunch and just watch. Which, fair.
Fair. Totally fair. I would totally do that, too.
Right? Except then, the building's janitor caught them. It called them perverts and locked them off the roof.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I also, when I read janitor, I will never know. I always picture the janitor from Scrubs.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm like? It just fits. It
totally fits.
We find out, like, she had seen his helmet, like, the Shadow of Death, the infamous helmet, which I'm sorry, the fan art of him in that helmet.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. I get it. It's not great. He shouldn't have to wear. I get it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not hot. I'm sorry. I'm saying what we're all thinking. Except the elevator, so as she's thinking about this, the elevator comes to a stop to the lobby, and beyond the elevator is packed. I'm talking wings, halos, all kinds of, they're everywhere. And Hunt just goes rigid, and she takes one step towards him, because she's like, what the hell? And the elevator next to him, Isaiah rushes out, and he sees Hunt, and he's like, oh, fuck. He goes, I just heard the ripple of power at the other end of the lobby made her knees buckle. As if that power had knocked the crowd to the ground, everyone knelt and bowed their heads. This would be so awkward. Everybody else is kneeling and bowing, leaving the three of them. Poor Isaiah, too, man. He just got roped into this.
I know.
Leaving the three of them with a perfect view of the archangel who stood at the giant glass doors of the atrium, Micah at her side. I remember when I first read that line, I was like, oh, shit. Something's about to go down. Like, this is not gonna go well.
Nope.
So, in case you're wondering who it is, it's Sadriel! Woo! Sahar's crazy twin. And I say crazy, that's a light term. That's a sadistic. That's a good one. She's not somebody you want to come across, especially if you're Hunt. And she skips over Bryce, kind of takes Isaac in, but when she sees Hunt first, it's like a flash in her eyes. Not just recognition either, I don't think. It's like, oh.
Ooh, let me talk with this. Yeah.
Yeah. Hunt is a trembling live wire. Bryce is like, oh, no. So Isaiah immediately kneels. Get down. But Hunt, he won't move. He wouldn't. And Bryce realizes that. She's like, he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
And she knows that's not going to be good for him. Everybody's kind of starting to look over their shoulders at him like, hey, get down on it. What are we doing? And he's like, won't. And so Isaiah's trying. He's like, Pollux isn't with her. Just kneel. Just fucking kneel. Like, Pollux the heron. Like, just come on. And that does kind of let Hunt release some tension, but he's still standing and he's still kind of like, and it reminds me almost of like when earlier when Bryce goes into the Fae, like the rage, this is kind of like that, yeah. But like a bit worse at this point for now. So this is, he looked lost, stranded between rage and terror. Ooh. So, Bryce, this is iconic. This is quite literally one of the most Bryce things ever. She, and also, this is genius to think, like, the wit that goes into this, right? She steps closer, flicks her ponytail over her shoulder, takes her brand new phone out of her pocket, making sure the sound was cranked up. So everyone heard the loud click, click, click as she snapped photos of the two archangels, then turned, angled herself to get a shot with herself and the governors in the background.
Oh my gosh.
First off, again, genius to think of this on your feet, especially when you know everybody just thinks you're a vapid party girl. Like, play into it. And, of course, people, like, you know, the kneeling people are like, the fuck? And then she's trying. She turns to Hunt. Thanks for bringing me to see them, shall we? And then, to even worse, she just loops her arm and tries to walk away!
Yep.
They're trying to get back to the elevators, and then that's when it clicks. The Legionnaires that were right in front of the elevators because it was packed, they weren't there to see her. They were trying to get on the elevators to flee.
Yep.
And so that's when she doesn't realize that there is. We know there's a second entrance where they fly in, right? A couple levels up. So she's like, there's got to be a second way out of this fucking place. Like,
we got to get out of here. Come on.
Yeah. She pushed the button. And she's waiting and waiting. And Micah, explain yourself. And Hunt just closes his eyes. And so Bryce is like, all right, I got this. She swallows, turns around. Well, I heard that you had a special guest, so I asked Hunt to bring me so I could get a photo. Micah, do not lie. Hunt finally opens his eyes and just goes, I had to pick up supplies and clothes. Isaiah gave me the go-ahead to bring her here. And this is where Isaiah, I feel like, is very underappreciated. Like, even by us fans, because there's some issues, but, like, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just good. So he pushes through the crowd, even with, like, seeing this is, like, a very shit, like, tense situation. And he defends Bryce. He's like, it's true, Your Grace. Like, Hunt was grabbing Miss Quinlan. Like, he didn't want to leave her alone. It seemed like the right call. Micah. God, I hate my So he looks at Isaiah, then Hunt, and then Bryce. His gaze roved over her body, her face. She knew that gaze, that slow study. Too fucking bad that Micah was about as warm as a fish at the bottom of a mountain lake.
Yeah,
I don't, gross. There are so many times that she refers to him as like cold or like, you know, yeah. Like a statue. Too fucking bad he'd used Hunt like a weapon, dangling his freedom like a dog treat.
Yeah.
Too fucking bad he often worked with her father on city matters and on house business. Too bad he reminded her of her father. Ugh. Not what you want if you're trying to get with her, I'm just saying.
Yeah, sorry.
This entire encounter with Bryce, God, if you weren't in love with her before this, you would.
I know.
So she's like, oh, it was nice to see you again, Your Grace. And then she's like trying to nudge Hunt inside, like, get in the fucking elevator.
Let's go.
Yeah. she bats her eyelashes at Micah. And Hunt just, he's like literally not breathing. He's like, oh God, he's gonna take it away. Micah purrs. This man had not heard no.
Yeah.
Never. I would like to take you to dinner, Bryce Quinlan. And this is exactly what it is. These type of men, they're not used to saying no, the hearing no. And if you say no, you literally just become like this like ultimate like prize. It's creepy. Because that's exactly what this is. She looked the Archangel of Valbara full in the face. Not interested. Mic drop.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can you... And the thing is she said that before the elevator closed. There's an entire lobby of people with supernatural hearing that heard that.
Yep, as the doors closed. Greatest thing ever. She's like, peace out, bitch.
Fantastic. I know I say it before. I'm okay if we don't get any type of TV movie adaptations of any of these Jane books ever. Like, whatever. However, this scene, if we want to just do scenes, this would be one that I'd be like, I'll allow it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll allow it. So then we flash to Hunt. Obviously he's not doing well. He's like spiraling, I guess is a really good word for it. Honestly, he's like, oh shit. Like she's here. He knew she was coming, but he hadn't put together that they might like run into each other like today. But then he's like, okay, at least Pollux isn't here. But then he's like, wait, is he in the city? Like what? Like whoever Pollux, we haven't really like, we've heard of him briefly, but we don't know him yet. Yeah. Right. So then, he thinks about Bryce, like thinking about Bryce in that encounter kind of helps him like focus more. So he's like not interested. He doubted Micah Dominus had ever heard those words before. He doubted Sandro ever had someone snap photos of her like that. And that's when we find out he literally all he could think of when he saw Sandro was like how to kill her.
Yeah, I mean, that works.
You know, in front of another archangel, she is an archangel in front of all kinds of people, witnesses. It's fine. And he's just like, he realizes what Bryce did for him, essentially, where he's like, oh my God. So he's like, look, I'll have to carry you, but we can leave from the balcony. Like, it'll get out quicker. And she's just like, okay. And he just keeps hearing not interested. She'd sounded certain, not gleeful, not gloating, but firm. And even he's like, oh God, there's going to be payback. Like he knows he's going to pay for it from Micah, no matter what.
Yep.
So she's trying to like avoid having to be carried, you know, through the air. So she's really like, there's no back door. Yeah. And he's like, oh, there is, but we'd have to go back through all of those people and Pollux might be there.
Yeah, no.
Bryce clicked her tongue. Ooh. Like, my path will ever cross theirs if I can help it.
Sorry, love. You're...
Oh, my dear. If only you knew. Oh, God, that line. And he in his mind, he's like... He doesn't have the heart to tell her Sandra will never forget her face now. Ever. Like, regardless of everything else we know as the readers of the rest of the series, even if none of that happened, she'd still be fucked with Sandril because Sandril would not let it go. The disrespect, essentially. You know what I mean? Like, she's fucked either way. So, they're there. And I'm with her, even as hot as he is. They're, like, you know, halfway up this giant tower, and she's, like, looking around, and he's like, I've literally never dropped anyone. Come on.
We're and doing this. Like, come on. I'm strong. You can handle this. Just get it.
Yeah. And he's like, ugh.
Get in, bitch. We're going flying.
Get in, loser. We're going flying. So he picks her up. He's got a hand behind her knees and one on her back, kind of like a like bridal carry. And so he thanks her. And he's like, that was ridiculous, but fast thinking, like, I owe you one. And she's like, nah, you helped me out last night. Like, we're good. And she is, it's given Feyre when she first flew with Reese. So, like, her eyes are screwed shut. She's, like, not looking. She's, like, holding on for dear life. And he's just like, are you even watching? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'd be with her.
I'm just thinking Aladdin. I can show you the
world. Yeah, no, fuck no. I don't need to see the world.
Oh, I would do that. I would in a heartbeat. I would, you know what I think?
No.
I would love this because I don't think I'd get motion sick.
Nah, dude, I could literally do this. I've come to realize that I really don't like heights if I can like look down and see everything. So nah, we're not doing this.
When you say you can look, so like you, if you're in the middle of an office tower, but you're on like the 80th floor, but you can't see out the windows, you're fine. Is that what you're saying? But like, if you go to a window, you start to be like, ooh.
Yeah. And like, I'm usually pretty good. Like, honestly, if I'm in a building, but if it's open space, like a balcony or like, I've honestly realized this when I was up in the Eiffel Tower and I looked out and I was like, nope, can't not see this. Like if I have like the elements towards me, like that's when I start having like a freak out. But if I'm like, so my apartment, I'm on the 10th floor, like I'm pretty high up, I'm pretty good. But my sister, who lived on like the 18th floor of her like 20th like story apartment, did not go on that balcony at all. I got like super nauseous. I was like,
some would say you go out and you'd go, no. See, I brought it back. No. How do you not know what I'm talking about? It's like the how Australians say no.
I know how Australians say no. I just don't follow TikTok things.
It's on Instagram.
Do you want to know what my Instagram too? Do you want to know what my Instagram feed is like filled with right now for some fucking like the search page? It is filled with working out, motorcycles for some goddamn reason. I don't know how that got up there. Shoes for some other goddamn reason.
What kind of shoes?
Like the whole, like, you know, like the Nikes and all that stuff. Oh, like okay, the actual, like that type of stuff. And like cooking. Like,
okay, so working out and cooking, depending on the food, makes sense. Yes. Shoes, I guess, because you work out. Motorcycles, girl, do I you don't need know. To tell me something? Because I will, you are not allowed.
Dude,
I will
put my coat down. Dude, it has definitely been a consideration because I'm
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I know. My parents would kill me. My friends would kill me. My sisters would end me.
It's not, again, I say this all the time. It is not that I don't trust you.
I don't trust anybody else. Yeah.
You don't trust anybody else.
Yes, I know. Trust me, I totally understand. But, like, that's what's been on my newsfeed.
Don't
like,
put my friend in danger.
That's what's been on my Instagram feed really lately. So, that is really trust weird. Me. Yes.
Mine is, and it started on TikTok and now it's on Instagram too. Even on like mine is like purely in the Bookstagram world. So maybe like, I guess it kind of makes sense because like eventually we'll have that romance. But it started on TikTok, like my normal TikTok. Rugby players? And
I get mad. I had so many rugby players. Oh my God.
But I'm just like, I couldn't even tell you the first rule of rugby, so I'm just like, how did we end up here?
And trust
I'm like,
me, you know what it's I'm not mad about the rugby
like, the
players.
Australian rugby team? I'm a fan, okay?
The
Irish rugby team, I saw them too. Apparently, they're very good. Somebody that knows rugby right now is probably yelling at me like, apparently they're really good, you dumb bitch.
All I know is that their legs are just gorgeous. Gorgeous legs.
I had them. And their leg is like the size of my, like,
torso.
Body.
They're literally the width of my torso.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Exactly. Where was I? I'm sorry. The rugby got me. And now that I've said it and my phone is next to me, we're fucked.
I know. I just realized that too.
So we get like his view of the city. Basically it's more like we get some information. So the Istros is, like, winding to their right. There's the bone quarter is behind it. To the left, he can see, like, the walls of the city. It's just clicking with me that this is a walled city.
Nice. Huh.
Okay. You got to experience that live with me. Well, I guess not live, but, well, Caitlin did. Yeah. Yet another, like, Roman thing, too. Anyways, okay. So there's wide open land beyond the Angel's Gates. There's like their aerial port, aka airport. And then there's the Merchant's Gate. You can see everything. A pleasant, beautiful city in the midst of pleasant, beautiful countryside. Now you've got to remember, Hunt's not from Balboa. Like he's from Pangaea. In Pangaea, they're basically pins for the veneer to trap and feed on the humans and their children.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Okay, they're exceedingly different. And, like, he's looking around, and then he sees the temple, and he's like, oh, yeah, I get to go there tomorrow. This man has no idea. He's really underestimating the Oracle, and it's cracking me up.
Yeah.
So then we see, like, the five roses. It's, like, green and beautiful. There's towering cypresses, and there's palm trees. Again, the palm trees. Remember last time we were like, oh, shit, there's palm trees. Wait, this is like a, oh, okay, like Florida, Miami style. And there's like glittering bursts of magic. And then there's Moonwood that has like the oak trees, less magic. And then the Asphodel Meadows, you know, it's just, they're plain. They're fine. Because of course it's the humans. But at least they're not, you know, like overcrowded pins to for Veneer to feed on. So there's that.
That's all that matters.
She's still not looking. He's like, oh my God. So he begins like a gentle descent. And he's like, why did you want to live in the old square? And she says, it's the heart of the city. Why not be there? And he's like, yeah, but Phyro is like cleaner. Phyro is literally just Fidei to me in my head.
Yeah.
Like the financial district. Like it just makes, like, that's what I think of. And then she goes also and full of fae peacocks who sneer at half breeds. And he's like, what about Moonwood? Again, dumb questions. Obviously Sabine would kill her.
Yeah, exactly. Like she, yeah.
Yeah, and this kind of sad where she goes, the old square is about the only safe place for someone like me. It's close to work, and I've got, like, you know, my picks of everything to do. But, like, she doesn't belong with the Fae. She doesn't belong with the humans. And then anywhere else, like, she can't go to the Moonwood because of Sabine. Like, she, it really is.
Like, she's fucked.
Yeah, and so he finally, he's like, okay, did you mean what you said to Micah? And she's like, yeah, of course I did. Like, why the hell would I want to go out with him? And Hunt's just like, he's the governor of Valbara? So? Just because I saved his life, that doesn't mean I'm destined to be his girlfriend. It'd be like banging a statue anyways.
True.
And then Hunt literally, it's like he's testing to see how, like, if she really means it. Because he's like, to be fair, the females he has slept with don't, like, they don't seem upset. Like, so, unfortunately, guys, it does seem as though Micah probably can fuck.
Sadly, yes. Yeah.
I still don't think he'd be very much about your pleasure, though. Like, it would be a good fuck, but it wouldn't be... You wouldn't be, like, the focus, if that makes sense.
No, it'd be his focus, but that's
yeah.
Fine.
And she's just like I said, not interested. And they're walking in, and he's like, you sure it's not just because you're just avoiding? And that triggers her, and she's, and fair. So here we go. See, that right there is the problem. You and the whole rest of the world seem to think I exist just to find someone like him. That, of course, I can't be genuinely not interested, because why wouldn't I want a big, strong male to protect me? Surely if I'm pretty and single, the second any powerful Veneer shows interest, I'm bound to drop my panties. In fact, I don't even have a life until he showed up. Never had good sex. Never felt alive. Like, she goes off, and in his mind, he's like, dark as hell, this woman. You've got a real chip on your shoulder there, you know? And she just, like, snickers, you make it really fucking easy, you know? And they just cross their arms and stare at each other.
Yeah.
And this, I'm telling you right now, throughout these chapters, we haven't said it as much, but the amount of times Hunt notices that long, like, high, sexy, slicked back ponytail, the man's got a little bit of a, like, I don't know if that's a thing, like a ponytail fetish, essentially. He's constantly like, that stupid fucking ponytail. I was like, is it stupid to you because you are obsessed with it?
Yeah,
I feel like you want it wrapped around your wrist. I'm just saying.
I feel like you do too. Yeah.
And he's like, so you gonna come with me to the Oracle tomorrow or what? Bro. You backing out? You getting scared? And she goes, oh no, Athalar. And she's like purring the words like pure wickedness. And this is also, Hunt braced himself for whatever was about to come out of her mouth, even as he found himself looking forward to it. This man's got like a bit of a
sadistic streak.
Sadistic, like, sub streak.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could really get behind a femme dom fanfic of her and Hunt. Like, it would be quite interesting, to say the least. And you get to deal with her alone. Oh, like, he's still not understanding when her and Rune both were like, no.
No, we're not going. Sorry.
So, next time we'll pick up with his visit to the Oracle. And she's creepy as fuck. Mm-hmm. Just a heads up. All right, Caitlin, what are you reading?
Well, now I can actually, like, tell you what I'm reading because I can pull up my phone and look at it.
Oh. My God.
So okay. I am finishing the book called The Busybody. It's pretty much like, it's another murder mystery. And it's pretty much this woman who is just get like, she has like a ghostwriter with her. It's from the ghostwriter's point of view. And they like get thrown into this like murder mystery of one of their neighbors and just kind of like goes off.
What is it with you and neighbor murders specifically?
I don't know. It's just the name of the book.
No, no, no. But like you keep reading books about murders
that are all neighbors. I don't know. It's just what
happened. Are your neighbors okay? Are you okay?
I mean, I don't know any of my neighbors, so.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better, actually.
Yeah. So I'm finishing The Busybody, and that's what I'm reading currently.
All right. I'm all over the place, if I'm really honest. So I finished A Curse for True Love, the third book of the Once Upon a Broken Heart series. Really, really good. I did them as audiobooks. The audiobooks were fantastic. I'd say the third book was not my favorite of the trilogy. There's a certain trope that goes on a bit too long for me. But I still really liked it. I'm hoping we haven't seen the end of the world. But I'm not really sure on that, to be honest. I haven't really checked because I don't want to know if the answer is like, we have. And then I read Soul of a Witch. It's the Souls trilogy, number 3 by Harley LaRoe. My favorite out of the three. So I switched where like the end of the trilogy, like this book, Column, if I'm saying that right, and Everly, top tier. It even has something that I dislike so much usually, which also I just realized Elijah and Jules are reading this too. Jules is somewhat far that I didn't warn either of them that it's coming.
Too bad.
So, hi guys, if you're listening. My bad. And then I started Wicked in the Pines by L.R. Friedman. It's like Elijah put me onto it because it's featured in Little Wicked Book Box. It's book one in Celestial Haven. It's like a cozy witchy supernatural community. And it's really, really cute. Like it's a community with magic is free, and like various types of like supernatural beings have their own little niches in the community. And it's like a really cozy, cute, but it's also got some heat too. It's like a slow burn with some heat. And then book two is supposedly going to have like way more. And there's a couple different love interests, if you know what I mean? So I'm really liking that. And then I finally got talked into, I just had fallen off the Salacious Players Club. I don't know why, because I really liked Praise. I really liked Eyes on Me, and Give Me More was top tier. I just, for some reason, like I never picked up Mercy, the fourth book. I don't know why, because I'm pretty far into it. I don't know where I am. Hang on. Let me see. I got to my Kindle app needs to update. Let's see. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm 55% into that. I did not realize I was that far. I'm 55% into it. Speaking of like a femdom, it is, it's Maggie, one of the four owners. She's like finally took like the kink quiz and realized she's a femdom and a brat tamer. The seeds in this book, they're so good. They're so good though. And then I think that's it right now. Oh, duh. I'm listening to Powerless by Lauren Roberts. That's my latest audiobook too. Except I'm really liking it so far. I think I'm like maybe 35-40%. Maybe more, I'm not sure. I'm really, really liking it. The second book doesn't come out till June though. And Danielle just finished it and she was like, "Hey Blakey, you might want to wait till closer to the second book to finish." And I was like, "Oh no, what?" And she's like, the way she described it was like, there is like kind of a cliffhanger, but it's not like super bad, but like, that's not, it's more, you're just going to sit there and like need more information immediately. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like not necessarily a cliffhanger, but you have so many questions that you're like, what the fuck is going on? To which we all know that drives me insane. So, I have slowed my roll there. Given, you know, it's April 7th, and the book doesn't come out till June.
Yeah.
I did not realize that when I started it. Of course not. No one's surprised. I was going to say nobody's surprised by that, but that's fine. I would be remiss if we didn't real quick touch on SJM's post where she was like,
"Oh my god!"
Look, I'm not gonna spiral a lot. I'm just gonna give my two cents. Ready? It's given Terrison vibes.
I know.
Caitlin is shaking her head because she doesn't want to give herself hope. She's like, "Don't do this to me.
Don't do it. We're not having this conversation."
Anyways, well, let me know your theories about it. But I also, like, she's slowly getting a little bit, like, slowly getting a little bit more active, like, personally on the Insta, who am I? On her Insta, which makes me think we are coming up on, like, the time period that we're coming up where it would be the right time for the next ACOTAR announcement, like, a date and a title. So I'm willing to bet we get that probably, like, within the next 4 to 6 weeks, easily. So we'll be on the lookout there. My Insta shout out, honestly, and she's gonna kill me, is just to Caitlin for a happy belated birthday for everyone who wasn't listening Thursday. Did she ignore our text on our birthday?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was in the office. I was pulled into fucking meetings the amount of times that I was trying to, like, I literally had multiple texts written out on my phone, and then someone would be like, "Hey, kid, like, you come talk to us." This is why don't go into the fucking office.
No, to go into the office is a bad call anyways. But two, guys, she was answering on Discord.
I did not answer before I responded to you guys.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
My God, I have time receipts. I cannot believe you just, I cannot believe you just said that. No, you ready for this? Okay, you guys, you are experiencing this live. Well, you're, again, not live, but live. Hang on, hold. You did not answer until 4:10 p.m. on Discord. Are you ready for this, guys? Are you ready?
I answered at 4:10 p.m.
You texted me at 4:10 p.m. You texted
me. I responded to one at 2:47 p.m.
Yeah, you sure did. You sure did, you son of a bitch. And it at 4:16. Okay, that was after. Fair enough. Hang on. 4:13.
So I did not respond to you.
Yeah, 2:47. 2:47. So again, I'm really glad you got to go on that ride with me to prove her wrong.
I literally, like I said, I was a bad.
Just say you hate us, you bitch.
I do. I hate you so much. But I was actually, so here's the thing. I was trying to respond nicely to your messages, whereas the Discord was like a button I could press, and it was like, "Thank you," instead of actually texting something out. So you got
that. Wow. So now she just hates everyone that wished her a happy birthday on Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, no, guys. It was just easier to do the picture instead of actually
responding. You heard it here first. Caitlin hates us all. She hates us all.
I just hate everyone.
She just hates everyone.
That day was just so bad.
I know. I'm actually really sorry because it sounds like you had a really rough birthday. And I'm sorry.
It was so bad.
Guys, the look of like pain but uncomfortable laughter on your face right now.
I also had to turn in our contract that we had, like, our mm-hmm. our proposal response, and nobody was responding to me. It was a bad day.
Sorry, it's so funny. I'm laughing at your demeanor right now. It was a bad day.
it was one of those days where you're just like, I was so stressed, it's so over anything that I could just started laughing. Like, I was like, I just can't.
I did that this week. I had my one deal that was like killing me the last couple weeks finally closed.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to close Friday. It closed Thursday. And like Thursday, when something happened that was like, oh, we have to close tomorrow, I just started like maniacally laughing. And I walked out to the kitchen and Ian was on the couch and he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, nothing's okay."
Yeah, literally, it was just one of those days where all I could do was just laugh. And my like coworker who was like sitting next to me was like, she was like, is everything okay over there? I was like, the PDF's not working now. It's like Pittsburgh. I was like, she was like, you literally just like
a PDF too.
The PDF wasn't transferring over properly from the Word document to the PDF, and I literally was just like, I was like, I'm so done.
Me and my one coworker. We'll send each other voice memos on our phones sometimes instead of, like, using our, like, in-office messages.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, it's easier to explain something, like, sane. Yeah. And also sometimes we're, like, out of pocket. But, like, The one we'll send is if we get like a crazy thing on our work laptop, usually I'll send you good question mark or she'll send you good question mark. And like Friday, we both just answered. We sent it within like a minute of each other and we both immediately just said nope. And that about sums it up. Yeah.
Yep. No, literally like it was so bad.
The rest of the week, Mads and I have been trying to coordinate a delivery for this bitch and she's never home consistently.
I know. It's so bad. It's literally
we're doing
so
it.
Bad.
We'll get it tomorrow. You're not allowed to leave your house tomorrow. You're a prisoner. Okay?
Trust me. I will not leave my house tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Patreon shout out. I actually kind of said it. Emma and Allie with the Roman callbacks. I was like, yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. And also just an apology, for the time zone thing. If you know, you know, I'm not going into detail, but, just know dates, times, all of that. It's not my strong suit. Just let me have it. Let me have it in peace. So tonight, April 7th at 8 PM Eastern is our book club. We're talking about, How Does It Feel by Janine O'Reilly. I'm very excited because that book has a lot of, like, people, you either love it or you hate it, and then you've got all kinds of theories, too, especially if you haven't read book two next. So I'm very excited. Also just excited to see everybody. I'll go over this tonight, too, but so, as everybody hopefully knows, if you are in the Discord, and then if you listen to Thursday, we have, like, a dual book club now, so we'll have Blakey's book club and Maddie's book club. Maddie, I've got to check because I don't want to make the call because it's quite close on her voting for her book and I don't want to make that call because, you know, that's hers, not mine. So I'll let you guys know on book club. For Blakey's book club, we're going to read, The Everking by LJ Andrews. You know, I fucking love this book so much. Sexy Pirates, Fae, Enemies to Lovers, just beautiful, just mwah, chef's kiss. So that's going to be April's book club, pick for Blakey's book club. And then, it is good timing, too, because then that'll give you time to read The Everqueen and then The Mist Thief, the third book in the series, even though it's like a different, it follows a different character. That comes out, it is later June, but it does come out somewhat soon. Book challenge for quarter one, I'm going to be announcing the winner at book club. I've got my list going, and then the new prompts for quarter two are going to go up as well. I'm pretty excited for them because they're like three very different prompts, so it'll get people, you know, all over the place with books. I feel like that was a lot. I'm trying to think if I have anything else.
Yeah, it was a long list.
It was a long list. We had a lot. We had a lot to run through. I think that's it. So we'll be back Thursday with a Patreon bonus episode. And then just back next Sunday. Well, that's all I got. I think that's it. Yeah, so just remember, when in doubt, Caitlin hates everyone.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Don't ask me about time zones. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Which is hilarious because like we made fun of Caitlin a couple months ago about time zones. But like,
I know, you actually did. You did.
Mine was literally the acronym. I understand time zones, to be clear. So anyways. No. All right. So with that, guys, if you're joining book club tonight, can't wait to see you. And otherwise, I hope you have a great start to your week. And as always, cheers to our high fae bays. Bye.